Next item, 766.
Establish an annual residential rental unit registration fee to fund the Housing Bureau's Rental Services Office from the Housing Investment Fund.
Any further discussion on this item? If not, please call the roll.
Udaley.
Well, with passing this item, Portland is going to join with many other major cities in the country that require a simple registration of rental units. This $60 fee will not fully fund the office, I believe, but should cover the costs of registration and support information referral for landlords and tenants. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I would have supported this if it had come to us last year before we did all the other changes. I agree that we need a rental registration program and that it needs to be funded. However, on top of all of the other additional regulations that we've put on landlords and the fact that this fee is not going to help pay for universal inspections, which most other rental registration fees do. Also, it's regressive and doesn't exempt the really low cost housing such as manufactured home parks. So regretfully, I vote no.
Fish?
I want to thank the mayor and Commissioner Daly for their leadership on this. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you. I'm pleased to support this rental registration fee. This has been both a commitment and a priority of mine since I took office. This fee will ensure that we have the ongoing resources that are necessary to fund the Office of Renter Services and to establish a system to collect more accurate data of the rental market in Portland. And I just want to add that quality data is something that both landlords and developers and tenant rights organizations have requested. This is the way we help fund the program to do that. I want to thank the Portland Housing Bureau staff, especially Director Shannon Callahan and Matt Chabold, the Revenue Division Director Thomas Lanham, who is probably put in more time and more hours on this than just about anything else in the last several months, and I want to thank Thomas for that. And of course, I want to thank the members of my staff who've worked tirelessly on this, especially Cupid Alexander, my chief, Kristen Dennis, and Tia Williams. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next.